Welcome back, everybody. Welcome to Wasted Attention. How y'all doing? That's good. Did you hear him say that?
Nah.
All five of them.
Yeah.
You guys suck. We just watched this shit on you.
How come you suck? Because I lack confidence. Today, we're going to be talking about the new Korn album. The new Korn song, man. The new Korn album. Yeah. The
Hooray.
Nothing. It's the nothing.
It's the nothing.
Yeah.
At all.
Nothing at all. Oh, you got nothing two Simpsons references in the first 30 seconds. I love it. 13th album in 25 fucking years, man.
Like I was saying, going from Tool to Korn, what has been accomplished in 25 years is quite different.
Yeah. It's true. Financially speaking, too?
I don't know. It seems like they both make pretty good fucking money.
Right?
I'd be fine with either.
We're going to break this down for you here track by track. We thought that we would like to, you know, share how we feel because that's what we do. We fucking share our feelings because it's 2019 and that's what we do. And I'm sorry if I offended you for that. Christ, are you okay with
I bottled
that?
It in.
Are you okay?
I bottled it.
Yeah? It's because you were fucking raised on the old school, man. That's how you do it.
Out of Bill Burr's
Oh, my God. He just buries it down until, like, one day it explodes on somebody or something.
And he cried for, like, 0.8 seconds.
He cried, yeah, when he had to give that dog away.
Yeah.
Bill Burr.
Oh, I love that special.
Idle at 75 miles an hour.
You guys are going to get me more turned on to him. Not sexually, but...
Dude, it's good. He's one of my favorite comedians.
Yeah. Is he really?
Nowadays. Yeah.
You gotta watch F is for Family, shout out.
Definitely.
Do you want me to play some of these songs in the background?
I don't need them. If you guys need them, that's fine.
I would need them, but I want to test the sound so that way I'm not blowing you guys'
ear
holes.
Remember the Fifth Element? When he hit the cockroach and the guy's headphones like...
Oh, yeah. It was like a goddamn comic book and shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to go number 8. Six is fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know, man. Before you we get into this, you want to share another song?
Yeah, let's do it. Take it away, man. Who we got today?
So we're going to work our way through the disaster since they were nice enough to share with us. I'm going to let you choose Everything's All Right or That Way.
What are we talking about? Everything?
For
oh.
The song. Everything's All Right or That Way?
Let's do That Way.
That Way?
Yeah.
That Way.
That Way.
Hypocrites that can do no wrong, waiting for that day.
What'd you think about that, guys? Did you like it? Was it heavy? Was it good? You need to check them out, man. You really do.
I think so.
Oh, yeah.
More people need to check
them out. I
think
that's the one that's really kind of gives you like that grunge kind of feel, mm-hmm. like those influences.
For sure.
I like it.
Yeah. It's clean.
Mm-hmm.
Very clean. Even though we're dirty most of the time, we like it clean.
Clean buttholes.
Sanitary.
I never went that far. Sanitary.
Sanitary.
Well, let's fucking jump into this, man.
Let's do it.
So, Korn the Nothing, 13th album in 25 years, like I had said. This is a very, very interesting album because it's the first album that John Davis is recording after losing his wife last year. So you already know going into this, it's going to be like really heavy emotionally and just...
I had jokes, but then I can't follow up like
no,
that. God damn it.
Can't do
you
nothing.
You fucked it up.
Did you fuck this up?
Yeah, I kind of had the feel that this album was heavier. The same way with All That Remains because he divorced... And it seems like I think I said on that episode too, with what we were talking about that, when you're at a point where you got nothing to complain about, really, it's going to show.
Mm-hmm.
But then when something happens and something gets cut out, like a divorce, then it's like, you know, Phil got divorced, so then he's got something to complain about. So he came out heavy, you know?
That makes like, sense to me.
Fuck love, you know?
Yeah.
It's like ammunition.
Yeah, yeah. True.
And then here he had a severe loss, so he's got more emotion.
Yeah.
He told Kerrang that it was the most emotionally heavy record ever, which I can understand. And some of the lyrics in here are fucking crazy.
I didn't dive into the lyrics. Damn. Surprise.
I got you guys. I got you.
I appreciate
you.
That. I got you. Because for me, I needed a few more rounds with this to kind of get my feelings right, but it seems like I'm liking it a little bit more each time I listen to it.
Yeah.
I mean, it takes me back to like 99 or like early 2000s Korn. Because I ain't listened to anything since Take a Look in the Mirror. And it's just the hits from After Issues, just those couple hits.
Right.
Like I'm aware of Twisted Transistor and Coming Undone and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just background music. I never chose to go that route and check it out. So
I gotcha.
I got turned off with a lot of the dubstep stuff that they were doing.
When you told me this is their 13th album, I had no fucking clue.
It's true.
I've missed at least 5 or 6. I had no idea.
Yep. They really fell off for me. I agree with the whole dubstep stuff. I was like, oh, all right. And then it just kind of bled together. But I honestly didn't give it as much attention. I didn't sit there and listen. And
I mean, I can see how it could fit because dubstep, I keep having to think if I'm saying that right. Dubstep is like kind of like a heavier
electronic something. Exactly. Yeah. It's kind of like industrial's cousin.
Yeah, yeah,
in
I can
a way.
See that.
It's a good one.
So that you fucked.
I could see how it would fit into the metal world.
Right.
Because it is like distorted sounds mm-hmm. and all that stuff. So I could see why they did it, but...
Dude, industrial's always been a friend of metal. It's always been hanging out
like
on
industrial
the side.
Shit.
Yeah,
fuck I dig
yeah.
it too.
Fuck yeah, dude. Awesome. Oh, can we need to do like an all things ministry episode?
That's one awesome. Of the bands I'll have to check out.
Yeah, I haven't really...
I've heard of them, but I just never... I know they got mad props and respect
yeah.
in the whole metal and rock world, or not even rock world, but that just that scene.
Yep. Mm-hmm. A lot of piercings.
Yeah.
A lot of women.
Mr. Jorgensen.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. A lot of women dancing above the stage and behind like little fences. Doing that. If they had hair, I don't. All right. First track, The End Begins. Not a strong intro for me.
It just seemed like the one off of Issues.
Yeah.
I wanted to sing.
Oh,
that. I'm thinking something yeah. else. I'm thinking something
yeah.
else.
Yeah.
All I want is to be.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. yeah. There you go.
Happy.
Every time.
Yeah.
I like that one better.
Yeah, I do too. I do too.
So I, you know,
I got bummed out because John started crying near the end here.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is gonna be. Yeah.
He does that a lot, right?
He does
mm-hmm.
for many things. Maybe.
Hey, good about you, man.
Yeah. For sure.
Who am I to judge? I cry at fucking like Pixar movies.
Oh my God, right? That's what you do when you're over 30. It touches you, man.
That
oh
and when
God.
I see my bills.
That was such an old dad joke. How about them
this
bears?
This song is heavy, dude.
This is one of my favorites.
Like when it kicks it, dude.
Yeah.
For cold.
So you're talking about cold. Yes. Cold. Thank you. Thank you. Nice and dark. Nice and easy flow. Heavier than I'm used to.
Is there
the
a couple
Korn.
Screams in this album?
Mm-hmm.
Or somebody doing some heavy
yeah.
vocals? Is that John?
That's
yeah,
John.
Him.
Good looking, John.
Yep.
That's tight.
Yep.
Here's what I thought was cool is that the way he's kind of like, I don't want to say rapping, but talking fast underneath
the verse.
He's got a flow
to it. Yeah,
it's got a flow. And it's such a fuck you to David Silvera because he said that they lost their punky poppiness. This song, definitely, I feel they've got it back.
Dave said that?
Yeah. A couple of years ago, I remember reading in Circus.
I was listening because like, since it came out, I mostly been listening to it in the car. The drums, to me, is reminiscent of how Dave kind of did his thing.
Sure, and raised the fucking man.
Dude, like, I didn't dive too much into it, obviously, but I didn't hear anything that makes... like it feels like it fits like that Dave style, like you're saying. Like, I don't think he... for as good as Ray is, I don't feel like he's overstepping anything or doing anything crazy that he can't do.
I noticed a lot with the kick. Like, shit with Fieldy, and I wish I remember which song it was, but as I'm driving, I can't really, like,
right?
You know? People, you see the bodies flying over the back window.
No, dude, it was an awesome fucking song. It really had a lot of radio appeal, I feel, with the chorus here.
But I feel like you say that about any of these. I feel like the chorus is good in this one, though.
It is. What did I write here? I don't know what I'm thinking. Sometimes I feel like I'm sinking into the ground. I'll call my grave. I thought it was pretty dark. Dark. Yeah. He was in a dark fucking place, man.
Yeah.
He had ammunition for this.
I like real lyrics. You know what I mean? Coming from a real place.
For sure. Absolutely. So solid track.
Seems like you only get that from metal these days.
Yeah, for sure.
No.
For real.
Like real deep stuff?
Yeah.
Not to blame.
It's just all the same old shit. But then again, that's what all the audience wants. You know?
That's
like nobody wants to touch that shit. That's what.
I had a theory.
What's your theory?
Metal in like the 80s was popular. What did they sing about?
Dragons?
Well, drugs, sex, you know, Motley Crue. Like,
Motley Crue's all partying and sex and shit,
and they were popular.
So that's what's crazy that Metallica got anything, you know what I mean?
And then, you know.
Well, that's that whole glam metal kind of thing you could probably say then, huh?
Yeah,
that's
that whole scene.
Rap back then sung about real shit.
Yeah.
Now, and the metal was popular then. Now rap is popular, and they sing about girls, sex, drugs, and all that shit. And now metal sings about real life shit, and they're not as popular. So, you know.
True.
It's just going to flop back and forth. I don't know. Hopefully the Roaring 20s will bring something back, you know.
Man, Cherry Poppin' Daddies. Or
oh, my God. Oh, my God. What a dirty fucking name that band is. That's disgusting.
What do you think about it?
The Cherry Poppin' Daddies. You're fucking old. That's disgusting.
I'm into it. Ugh. Not the band, but that sounds like it flows off the tongue, doesn't it? Cherry Poppin' Daddies.
Christ. Or off the hymen. Hey, next song up. You'll Never Find Me.
I like this one.
It's a good one.
This one's probably my favorite so far.
Mm-hmm. It's a single. It's the first one that was released.
Well, there you go.
Well, again, radio appeal, right?
I mean, I'm glad you got more details than me because I could say the same thing about all these songs probably.
Yeah. Well,
They're not pushing any new ground. They're not. You don't have to. It's whatever.
See,
it's
now
like it's corn.
I mean,
I get that, but there's something more special about this. Maybe it's just reminiscent of old school corn.
See, I don't even have a reference for it because all I got is old school corn.
That's true.
I don't have the dubstep corn or anything that's come out in the last 10 years.
Mm.
So I can't tell you.
So you went into like a corn coma.
Corn coma.
Corn coma. Yeah.
That'd be a nice album where they put all their like their just their old shit and like all their heavy
stuff
together.
A greatest hits kind of
thing?
Yeah,
exactly.
Corn coma.
I think they've got a couple greatest hits out already.
Probably. You would assume, right?
Yeah, you'd have to, right? Yeah. But it was good. You know, it still had that real dark theme to it. I didn't get into the lyrics as much on this one, but the video was cool with that person all suspended and all crazy shit.
I haven't seen the video.
That's crazy. Wait. It's on here if you check it out on Spotify. Like, they do it in the background, which is fucking awesome that they do
that.
We can't talk about Spotify around here. So beep this part out. Guy. All right, we're back. You all right?
I don't know what you guys said, but I'm going to find out later when I watch this video.
All right, anything
else?
Do
you think we're spoiled, though, like with the music that we listen to? Because we come from music that's usually trying to push itself and try new things here and there.
Right.
I mean, you got your Slayers, and a lot of things has a formula now.
Right.
Like, it sounds like them. And I'm trying not to use that word anymore because it's misleading and kind of bullshit. But...
You have certain expectations with bands.
Because when I try to come back to this, I feel like, oh, it's just the same thing. And I'm not... Maybe it just needs a few plays through my head to like really enjoy it.
It does.
Just everything needs that though.
You scratch the surface with a quick run through, but if you actually break the shit down, there's a lot of layers to it.
Look at a lot of the bands that we like. One of the big things we always talk about is Machine Head, and like whether you like the last album or not, they have this like kind of arc, like the 99, like Burning Red and shit. Like they go through these stages, but they're pushing stuff, you know?
Trying something new. But
maybe then again, the dubstep era. I don't know. I'm trying to like come up with stuff to say. I got nothing to say, guys.
They were just keeping up with what was currently into it at that point. Yeah. And it was something different, you know?
So. Bye. Bye. I just want to play with Legos. I just want to play
I don't
with
know.
Legos.
I really like the chorus in this one, though. Mm-hmm.
It's smooth, man. I take it.
I do.
The darkness is revealing.
What is it revealing, though?
A bunch of dicks.
They come out of the shadows.
Yeah. That groove. Can't deny that groove.
I can say the same thing as the other one.
Yeah. It's not as heavy.
They're both heavy to me. I don't know, man.
I like it. To this one, I put JD, John Dade, the other JD. Not his cool one. This is the cool one here.
That goddamn right.
He stood out with the way he sang everything.
What's up, man? That was coming from the song.
Go upstairs. Is that my son?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go upstairs.
Go upstairs. You guys got like 15 minutes. Go upstairs.
If that door is closed, don't go through.
Go upstairs or I'm not getting you Burger King.
It's like, fuck. Start stumbling upstairs.
Certainly not GameStop. Spoiled ass.
We need that on the air light.
Yeah, for real.
I'm going to zoom in again.
You guys ready?
Play button.
So I thought JD, the other JD, did a really good job at this. Well, he was kind of like going up in the highs and then the lows. It was kind of more fun. Feeling
this has got that poppy kind of Happy John melody in the verse,
but it's still dark as fuck.
Listen to the hi-hats. That's reminiscent of like old Korn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he really did do a lot of that.
Yeah,
hi-hat shit.
Kind of reminds me of Vinnie Paul a little bit because he's riding over here, but then he's riding off of the bell too before he transitions into that, man. I love him, Ray Luzier, man. He's fucking awesome.
Yeah, I like. I had no idea until. What did you say he came from?
We Googled it.
Something?
I can't even remember.
But yeah, once I saw him playing, I was like, God damn.
Yeah. He sounded fantastic. All of his shit was fantastic.
When we went and seen him, that was the kind of like one I liked watching the most.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's weird because he doesn't have like the high rack setup. He's kind of got the Dave McLean's, the lower and the more flat.
You guys say it like Dave McLean.
Dave McLean.
There can be only one.
So it's good. What I put on here, the only way to... I can't even read my fucking handwriting. Once you pull the bandage off, you feel the sting. Only way to fix it is through painful suffering.
I noticed that line, but then I kind of focused too much on the painful suffering. Mm-hmm. I was like, as opposed to what kind of suffering, John? Well, did you just need another word in there?
Like there's that sexual suffering that's good, like the edging. You know what I mean? It's kind of, oh, that hurts, but I'm going to finish pretty
soon.
Does
it hurt you?
I guess not.
Oh, don't lie to me. It sounded like it didn't hurt you. No.
Oh! Anything else on this?
I got nothing.
You?
It's
well, just like
it's
what decent. He said. I could say the same thing about all these songs. Yeah.
Well, here, let's not go through all these then.
Cause I do like the next one.
Idiosyncrasy has that more heavier riff.
You know why? Because there's two bands mixed in this song. Hit it. The engine's turning and salvation's going down.
Oh, is it?
Yep. And then, hold on. You can't hear this because we're not going to get sued for you. Fuck you. No.
All 40 of you.
Da-na-na.
Da-da-da-da. I do love
it. Dude, I was going to tell you guys that there's a Pantera riff in here and you took it from me.
Yeah.
I'll give this it back to you.
This one kind of has... a whiny part in the middle.
But it's John Davis, though.
It works for him.
It's classic John Davis.
I don't know. I get whatever.
You've chose to walk a thin line, replace the hurt without healing mine. It's nice.
I like that's a good run. It's a good little run of words.
See, I was a Korn fucking fanatic for years.
It was.
And the lyrics, the way he just writes is interesting.
Oh, God is making fun of me? Is that what he's saying?
Yeah. He's laughing. He's laughing. There, I can see.
Interesting. Good one. That scream. There's your JD scream.
Yeah.
J Devil. He went by
J
that
double
for
D.
A while.
Call me J Double D.
J Double D.
I ain't got nothing.
Seduction of Indulgence was the
really
filler.
Don't need to talk about it.
No.
Yeah. I was like, I feel like this, if you would have took three songs off this, it would have been perfect. But then again, it's only like probably what, 40 minutes, 50 minutes?
Probably around 50, because each song besides the fillers were about four to five.
Yeah.
Or three, to be honest with you.
What the fuck is the time at? Oh, 44 minutes, 13 songs.
Okay.
So it'd probably been a half hour.
Finally Free, reminded me of something off of Untouchables. Did you like that one?
Untouchables? Mm-hmm. I like the hits. I don't know anything else other than the hits. I just know Here to Stay and the one that you don't like.
Oh,
Thoughtless?
Oh, I hate Thoughtless.
I like Thoughtless.
I can't think of how Thoughtless goes right now.
You drown and try to bring me down.
Oh.
I cannot be found.
Yeah. That's a good one. I like that one.
Yeah. They had a Lone I Break song, too.
I don't remember that one.
Oh, it's not that good. It was on like making the video, like MTV, like had it.
I wish they had more like music stations that actually did cool shit.
Yep, it used to be.
It'd be cool to go back through the behind the scenes and do all that shit and remember pop up video and stuff.
I do. Yeah. They brought it back for a while.
Did they?
Didn't do so hot.
I would imagine so. No,
because millennials don't like to read. Finally Free. I'm unprotected and painfully confined. It's just he's spilling his feelings out all over the place, man.
Yeah.
That's cool. I dig it.
Good. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me? really heavy emotionally.
This one had an 80s kind of feel.
It did? Oh, my God.
What is going on with everything having an 80s feel?
Read that right there.
Oh,
really had the, what is that vibe?
80s vibe. 80s vibe, but that's in two songs from now.
Oh. Which one are we on? Ron, can you hear me, right?
Yeah, well, yeah. Did you want to go to the next one?
Fucking A. I thought we were on the, fuck.
Cut.
can you hear me? It had, it talks to me. It holds my hand. It showers me with things I can't understand. It has no reason. It has no time. It's constantly watching, so it's not left behind.
That's a lot of stuff.
It's a lot of stuff. I tried to write things down just to carry the fucking show.
His back's hurting.
We're grasping people.
That's okay. It wasn't my favorite off of this by any means.
You know, if you're not into Korn, is this like an album that you could get into?
If you're not into Korn?
Yeah.
No.
You're either in it for the long haul or you're not,
right?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say, oh, man, this is the first time you want to hear Korn.
This, that riff, that the Ringmaster that you were talking about, that reminds me of, it's off of Take a Look in the Mirror.
Yep.
Wasn't it in like the Tomb Raider movie?
It was the Tomb Raider one.
Huh?
I did my time.
There you go.
I did my time.
I know, so we were trying to think of the name of the song.
I get that.
I thought you guys paused and listened to the thing, so I was like, shit, I better listen.
I thought this one was like a Red song.
You know, I wasn't that into it at first, because the chorus I didn't think
didn't
catch me at first, but it's going to get caught in my head, I bet you.
Mm-hmm.
This reminded me of The Elite, that song where they beatbox.
You're Not Ready? Good shit. Check it.
A Red song. It's fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's just an album that's going to be fine. It's good.
Okay.
This is not breaking any new ground or anything, but
no.
Then again, nothing nowadays really does.
This show doesn't break any new ground.
Clearly not. Fucking got nothing. We can't even write fucking notes.
Yeah.
You guys need to get on that.
I got a whole notebook dedicated to what I'm going to write notes in, and I didn't do anything.
Gotta do it.
He's like
do
fucking it. Bread, eggs, milk.
When did this come out? When did this come out?
This? Yeah. Last week.
Last week? Mm-hmm. So it wasn't just Friday? Because I thought I only had like 3 days to listen.
No.
It was like, Animal, you're killing me. I should have been listening to it at work. That's what fucked me up.
That's all right. Gravity of Discomfort?
I think I like this one.
You like this one?
I think so.
I didn't like this one. I put an arrow down on
it. I want to say it's probably that chorus, obviously.
He's more speaking in this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, the ones that I really liked were in the beginning of the album.
Dude.
Because they're like heavy. This is the ones that, again, they should have blended it a little more.
This one, since I'm an 80s kind of dude, forgive me if I cut you off.
No, you're good.
This chorus, there's that, I know that, it reminds me of Rat. I know you really want to lay it down right now. And he does it in this song, trust me. You guys might be too young for this shit. So, yeah,
Rat.
I was like, that's probably why I like it, but it's good.
There's two T's in Rat.
Rat.
It was cool. I think John tried to do something different with the vocals on this one for the main verse. But kind of followed that.
Yeah, I just think he's got a good feel, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know. The verses, like I said, this is one of the bands where you're not going to get... It's not riff-oriented for the most part. They'll tease you with it up in the beginning, like, here's the heavy part. But the verses are always laid back. It fits that radio mold, you know what I mean?
It does. You're right.
Where it's usually like the bass kind of going, then like everybody's pretty chill and just doing like a little verse here and there, and it's nothing crazy.
Kind of has that Limp Bizkit effect in a way, where Limp Bizkit would start with the main riff, come it down, bring it back up.
But would you say it's a Limp Bizkit thing or is it a Korn thing?
Ooh.
Because maybe they took it from Korn.
Probably.
I would say so.
You know, I tweeted Limp Bizkit. You guys haven't tweeted me back yet.
What's that thing that sounds like... What did you break that sounds like glass? I was just like, glass, dumbass. I was waiting for one of them to say that.
I was listening to Break Stuff the other day, and in the track, they break something in the studio, and it sounded like something glass, and they laughed. And so I tweeted them asking them what it was, because I tried to Google it, and I couldn't find out what it was.
It was a vase.
A vase.
Fuck you.
That French influence, I guess. Harder. I think
this one I didn't like too much.
I didn't care that much about it. There was did you notice the blast beats after the chorus?
No.
There was a little bit of a blast there.
Every time I've listened to it in the car, I feel like this is probably where I got to, and then I had to get out.
I gotcha.
Which is weird.
Huh. You're like, I'm out of here. I really want you to get to the chorus after it.
Da, ba, da, da, da. Harder and harder and harder. Smaller and smaller and smaller. Faith No More.
I like that band.
Smaller and smaller and smaller.
Oh, shit. It's not this part.
Fuck. Oh, you want the blast beat part?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right here?
Mm-hmm.
Go to 242. That's where we're at. Are you sure there's a blast beat?
Mm-hmm. There's a slower one on quarter notes.
Is he just going?
Single.
Are you sure?
Positive.
I'm not saying he can't do it. It just didn't feel like it was at a speed where you had to do just... I don't know.
He's letting the stick do the work. 242.
Play that again, because I didn't...
Oh, yeah. He is hitting that thing. I didn't hear the cymbal on the other side. It doesn't matter. I could go.
Yeah, but then where are you getting the cymbal sound from if you're doing that?
I'm just saying it's not fast enough to be a blast beat to me.
I didn't hear the hitting because like he's an accent. He's like hard, soft, hard, soft. Like
hard, soft, hard, soft.
But I thought that was cool.
Finger twanging thing.
I thought it was cool to see him open up a little bit.
But I don't feel like it's even him opening up, though.
Compared to what we've heard, though.
But just because you do that a little bit here and there, like, it's not fast enough to be, like, impressive or, like, real hard and brutal.
Right.
But, yeah, I don't really hear too many, like, drum fills either, though. You know what I mean?
There wasn't. You're right about that. There was not a lot of fills on this.
I feel like he's just playing in the pocket.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, don't overstep your boundaries.
Right.
Whatever. It's all about radio and shit.
It's true.
Not, you know, I know he could do fucking insane shit.
He's like, I could do this, but I don't feel like it.
I wonder if it's boring for him, dude.
Like,
I wonder if it's real boring for him.
Or relaxing, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe he's just like, hey, chill, man.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. It just reminds me of like when I used to play Guitar Hero back in the day, and like you're on like those first couple of stages. I used to fall asleep playing like fucking like Danzig or whatever.
No.
I like that song though. It's just it does not much going on, or like that I Love Rock and Roll, like, oh my god, I gotta go through all these songs.
You did, but it was worth it though, right?
Once you got to the later songs.
Right. So there you go. This loss.
I don't think I've listened to these last two.
Yeah.
I didn't make it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, usually the ride's over.
Yeah.
John, he synced up with the guitars to kind of flow along with it. It had more of an Issues feel to me in the way that it was kind of had that heavy backing, but still kind of weird and artsy-fartsy kind of feel.
Artsy-fartsy.
Yeah. The last one was really hard to listen to, though, that Surrender to Failure, because it's like legitimately him just talking about the loss of his wife and stuff like that.
Is it a full song? Or is it
it's
like
a full song.
Like an
It's not like, song. No, it's not like a spoken thing. It's a full song, but I felt like I couldn't make a comment on that because I'm in no way to really talk about it.
Kind of like a daddy.
Yeah, exactly, man.
Huh.
I like Daddy. Daddy was a good song.
So, I don't know, man. That's like, if I had to rate it, I'm going to rate it a little bit lower.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the potential is probably a 7.
Yeah.
That's my rating.
I think
seven.
I was debating how I wanted to rate it because I'm not like, I don't think it's fair for me to come in and just say, I already listened to Korn in fucking 20
right,
years.
Right.
It sucks.
It's got potential.
It stinks.
Yes, Mr. Sherman, it stinks. That's the third Simpsons.
But, you know, to be.
I was thinking The Critic.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, that because he was in that.
He did do a guest spot. Yeah. So
that's what I was thinking of.
Oh, well, yeah. I would still say A Critic. Yeah.
It was in the Michael Jackson ride. Episode when he.
Oh, was it?
Lisa, it's your birthday.
You're thinking Michael Jackson.
No. When they were in the.
No, dude,
the
he
Nuthouse.
Comes and he's like a film critic, I thought.
He was, but he was in that episode I'm talking about when he was like,
are you
it
sure?
stinks. Up. Oh, after this, we're going
to.
Do
upstairs. We have to call Head Ned from Oakley Doakley no,
right.
to confirm this
That'd
shit?
Be awesome. He's probably too busy getting ahead.
I don't know. Like, I'm going to say 6 for now.
You just dropped it to 6?
No, I'm going to say it right now because I it's not fair to be like, I don't know any of these fucking songs. I like the choruses, but
okay.
I can't tell you anything about it. Right now it's a 6 because
okay.
I'm not a fan, but I think the more I listen to it, the more I'll like it more, and it's going to be tops at a 7.
Oh, I was going to say it's probably
Does that make sense? I'm just
it,
trying. I'm trying to give. I'm not trying to, you know, make Korn. I'm not trying to make Korn fans feel like shit. Yeah, I'm trying to be respectful.
That's not a corny explanation.
Yeah.
Aw, shucks. What's your score, 7?
7.
I'm going to go in 7.5.
7.5?
Yep. I just priced his right, you guys.
Fuck you. Yeah, you fuck did. You.
$1.
It's a little bit above
50.
Average. Yep. It's above fuck. Average for me. It's been better than what I would is, you know, what I was expecting for it, but.
Yeah, I think it's going to be cool.
Yeah.
I think it'll be legit.
I like how heavy it was.
Yeah, I am surprised that they went and did that the heaviness to
and
it.
his growls and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds good, man.
Okay. Cool. I don't know. You got anything else?
No?
Nope.
Do I have any more notes? No.
This felt like a fucking 50-minute episode. We're at 32 minutes.
Jesus Christ. Well, at least our faithful people that watch it are like, oh, thank God. I could like watch this while I'm taking a shit. That's about it. But you know the drill, wastedattention.com. Any questions, comments, wastedattention@gmail.com. Tweet us, Instagram us, or just not watch us.
It's up to you. Like, subscribe, hit the notification bell.
Please do.
Oh.
It's always fantastic. We've gotten a couple comments from some people.
Hey, yeah, that was the most polite fuck you I heard, though, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
Shout out. He did say.
It made sense to me, though.
Yeah? Yeah? Oh.
That's why I'm trying to like. I'm not into Korn, so why come in and shit on it? You're right. You're not wrong.
Much success to your channel, though.
That was crazy. It's like, well, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
You have a great day as well.
But what did you expect from Tool fans, though? They took pretty easy on us, if we're being honest.
That's true.
If anybody actually like watched that whole thing,
right?
So
that was
we'll have to
episode.
Get back into that more.
Yeah,
like, I'd like to do a top Tool
okay.
ranking.
Oh, because I did listen to Enema then.
You were supposed to go back and do Undertow first.
Oh, I did Enema. Shit. Fuck. Whatever.
But, hey, that's neither here nor there. Yeah. Maybe we'll get to that someday. Who knows?
It's true. Just wave awkwardly, guys, as we fade out.
Goodbye.